My name is Matt Ryan. I am joined on the phone, very talented Saskatchewan artist. Great to catch up with Carissa Hofford. Carissa, thank you so much for your time today. How are you doing?
I've been doing great, Matt. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Carissa, I want to ask you about your brand new song that you also just released the music video for, I believe, just a few moments ago, like today, I believe. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. But, I mean, it's been about a year with the pandemic. I just want to kind of ask you how the last year been for you. I know in the music business, really difficult with so many shows being canceled and everything going virtual and online and that kind of thing. How's the last year been for you?
Yeah, so the last year it's been a lot of ups and downs. I've been able to create something out of nothing. I decided to do Saskatchewan virtual motivational presentations, I guess. Mm-hmm. So what they were I would sing my songs off my album that I released in October and just bring inspirational messages to students across Saskatchewan. And so I've been doing that, and that's been incredible, and also driving concerts. So there's just so much more room for creativity, I found. So definitely finding things to do.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I think last time we chatted, it was you were telling me that you were about to or just beginning kind of those online shows for the students, and we haven't really caught up since has been full underway. So how did all that go for you? That must have been pretty rewarding and pretty cool to be a part of.
Yeah, it was an amazing, amazing experience. I started by contacting Saskatchewan schools and just explaining my mission and vision was to hopefully spread a little more happiness in the world.
Yeah.
And lots of people were excited to take that on. So it was great.
Very awesome. Awesome. Again, joined right now by Carissa Hofford. Carissa, it's exciting time for you. You have a brand new song out. It's hopefully will be a very popular wedding day song going forward, similar to maybe like Lone Star's Amazed that just everybody had at their wedding. This is another one of those songs that I hope gets a lot of couples use as their wedding song. It's a great song. So, Carissa, tell us a little bit about your brand new one, I Do.
Yeah, for sure. So this song was originally, I was writing it for my best friend's wedding that was supposed to happen last summer. And so it was going to be like a present that I could gift to them. And so when it didn't happen, I decided I wanted to release it to the world and hopefully sing it for their wedding this summer. So I think that's my inspiration for the song is their love and how weddings are so special and they bring those, you know, two hearts together as one. So it's a wedding song that I really hope people enjoy.
It's a great song. And the music video as well just released today. So tell us a little bit about the music video as well, because it's pretty emotional. And tell us a little bit about the music video, kind of how that all came together, where it was filmed and that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. So the I Do music video, we had looked all over Saskatchewan for the most beautiful churches because there's so many of them.
Absolutely.
And little did we know that right in Lumsden, where I'm currently living, there was a beautiful church. It's called St. Andrew's United Church. And the stained glass windows were what hit me the most. I thought, okay, this has to be where I film this music video. So I contacted the church, and they were more than happy to let us use the church for the filming.
That's very cool. It's a great great song, great music video. I absolutely loved it. I love it here. Again, joined by Carissa Hofford. Carissa, I want to ask you kind of what 2021 is kind of looking like for you. And I know it's probably very difficult to answer that question because in normal times, without a pandemic and everything going on, it's probably very difficult to determine what each year is going to look like. But what are you hoping to be a part of, accomplish here? What's kind of on the way for you in 2021?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things I'd love to accomplish for 2021. I've got some drive-in concert series coming out June, July, and August. And then I'm also hoping to release more music and hopefully do some duets and, just continue to do what I love.
Very cool. And you've mentioned kind of some of the online shows and the drive-in concerts. Now, when you're doing the drive-in concerts, It's probably different kind of hearing, I assume, with the everyone honking horns as opposed to clapping. It's probably pretty different. But what about the online shows where you play a song and it's basically just silence afterwards? What does that look? That must be kind of different. And what is that feeling like? That must be a little different for you.
It's definitely a little bit strange to not have anyone clapping and just to continue to present. Depending on the school, some of the schools have left their voice on their audio.
Okay.
So then I do hear, or at the very end, they're all screaming and clapping.
Okay.
So you definitely get that eventually, but I have to be a little more patient.
Right, that's right. When you do those schools, it's like, I don't know exactly what audio program you'd be using, but it'd be kind of similar like Zoom or FaceTime where there would be audio. That's a good point. I was kind of thinking that it would just kind of be one of those online shows where it's just kind of playing and then just silence afterwards. And I was like, that must be a little different, but pretty rewarding. And for the drive-in concerts, is it pretty cool to have the honking of the horns? I haven't been able to attend one of those drive-in concerts as of yet. So what has that experience been like for you?
Yeah, again, it's really different, but it's a new way of their appreciation. So I take the honks as they are, and
yeah.
I enjoy them. They're it's quite fun actually.
I love it. That's awesome. I love that there are still those concerts that are able to go on, that live music continues, and hopefully it can continue to improve. Chris, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. A lot going on. I know that. I love your new song. And again, congratulations with the new music, and I hope to catch up again very soon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Matt. Have a great day.